News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the latest CSO figures reveal Ireland's workforce is experiencing an ageing trend. And Dr. Barra Rowntree, Director of the MSE and Economic Policy at Trinity College Dublin, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Barra. Looking at these figures, in just 12 months, it looks like the over 65-year-old cohort in the economy grew by almost 10%. And the second highest growth rate was those aged 60 to 64. What's happening?
Yeah, that's right. And this kind of continues a broader trend we've seen in recent years where the numbers of those of kind of older workers are growing and growing rapidly. And it's down to a few different things. So one is demographics. Our population is aging rapidly with the number of working age people to pensioners is due to fall from about 5-1 today to about 2-1 in the next 25 years. So in part because you've just got much more people who are of that age and you know, many of them are in work. I've always worked and that's always been the case that's rising. But there's also changes to policy, which meaning, you know, are both facilitating and maybe encouraging or pushing people to work longer. Part of that is the rise in the state pension age. So that went up to 66 a few years ago. And so some people are choosing to work longer in response to that. There's also
so is that the 65-year-olds are fueling that sort of 60
exactly.
to 60?
Exactly. So you've got that additional year of people who might be working longer. And you know, some of them are choosing to work longer. They would have wanted to, but maybe, you know, they were subject to, they weren't able to. Their contract said they had to retire at the state pension age. But you've also got another group of people who perhaps are working longer, not through choice so much, but because there are concerns that they won't have adequate income in retirement. And there's kind of, you know, in particular, you might think about those single adults on their own who are approaching retirement but don't feel they have enough saved away for themselves. So you've got kind of
especially
both of those.
If they're renters, renters in that age group are very vulnerable, aren't they, in private accommodation?
Exactly. And now there's a relatively small share of the population, elderly population, are currently renters, but we know it's a growing trend. So it's, you know, less than 10% of those aged 65 plus currently rent. And most of those who are renting from a local authority. So have relatively secure and affordable accommodation. Okay. But then, there, as you say, there is a big increase in private renting amongst that group. And that's due to kind of come on, I suppose, in the next 10, 20 years.
And Barry, is there also a kind of, you know, the way people are our 60 to 65 year olds and 65 year olds, are they younger than they used to be? And what I mean is, you know, the way you say, oh, 50 is the new 30 and 70 is the new, you know, people say those things. But there is something that people seem to expect to be active and living their best lives for longer. Are there a significant number of people who just choose to work because they don't feel they want to retire? They don't feel ready to hang up their boots?
Absolutely. And you know, it is important to remember that there's kind of two maybe groups here or two broad groups that you want to kind of think about. But as you say, there is a relatively large group who are choosing to work longer and are also able to work longer because they're healthier, but also because the types of work that they might be in are the types of things you can continue doing. And that kind of links into some recent policy changes that are kind of coming through at the moment. So the government are moving away and doing away with mandatory retirement age being set at 65. Now it's going to have to be at whatever the state pension age is or something higher than that. And we're also going to soon be able to have the ability to defer taking the state pension. So people who don't feel ready to retire at 66 now will be able to say, well, no, I'm going to work a little bit longer and I'm going to have, as a result, a bit higher pension when I do retire. And so those are kind of two things that I think are going to facilitate and maybe boost this trend that we have been seeing in recent years.
And very lastly, Barry, what impact is this having on the actual workforce, an ageing workforce? Does that have different needs or does that bring different skills or what is it doing to the kind of the melting pot of the workforce?
Yeah, as you say, I think it brings, you know, people with a huge range of experience. It also means that we might need to think about how our buildings are structured and facilitated. If they're, you know, while most of those who are working tend to be at the healthier end of the spectrum, there's also going to be some people who maybe aren't so in such great health. So there are lots of things to think about how this does. But again, one of the, I think, the overarching thing that I think we need to think about from this context is just our demographics really are changing. Ireland is going to go from a country that is and has been very young in that sense to one which is a lot older.
Yeah.
And that's going to fundamentally change what our country looks like. And that's going to be the case over the next 25, 30 years.
Look, thank you very much for that. That's really interesting stuff. That is Dr. Barra Rowntree there, Director of the MSE in Economic Policy at Trinity College.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.